Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I'm just looking at our show so far, and we have talked about food one, two, three, four times so far this morning.
That does not surprise me.
Let's talk about food again, shall we?
This is fun. I can't wait.
Because the internet cannot agree on what kind of mac and cheese is the best kind of mac and cheese. Forever, here in Canada, it's always been Kraft Dinner. And then everything else, all the other brands, all the other no-name kind of Kraft Dinner.
Why would you bother?
The different kind of pastas, the shells, the spirals, stuff like that. It was always Kraft Dinner number one and everything else, whatever. But over the past couple of years, Kraft Dinner has changed its recipe. And people noticed. Like, if you Google Kraft Dinner recipe, there are threads, there are stories, there are experiments about Kraft Dinner changing its recipe. And a lot of people started to realize that PC brands of mac and cheese, whether it be white cheddar or the classic orange cheddar or whatever kind from PC, is actually better than Kraft Dinner.
Yeah.
It tastes like the old Kraft Dinner from back in the day. And if there's one thing people like, it's things from back in the day. They love the nostalgia. So we decided to do a little experiment. We put Kraft Dinner and PC mac and cheese to the test. We each made a batch. You made
Kraft Dinner
and
PC macaroni and cheese, the orange stuff.
Orange kind.
I went orange both ways.
I made Katie spirals because spirals are the best. And I made white cheddar, because apparently white cheddar PC mac and cheese is like the best ever, according to the internet, and the internet does not lie. Now, I did not believe going into this that the no-name brand of mac and cheese, I mean, I know it's technically President's Choice brand, but it's not.
The non-Kraft
Dinner. The non-Kraft Dinner kind would beat the Kraft Dinner kind.
Boy, were we wrong.
It wasn't even close.
Holy cow.
Like, I did not believe the whole Kraft Dinner conspiracy theory that they changed their recipe. They totally did. Totally did. And I just noticed it because after I had the PC brand, I was like, this is what Kraft Dinner used to taste like.
Yeah.
And I was blown away.
And I have to, for my side of things, it came down to the noodle. When you cook Kraft Dinner now, the box says 7 to 8 minutes. I cooked my noodles because you had mentioned to me that you need to undercook them.
Yeah.
So I cooked mine for 5 minutes and they just fell apart and broke up into like chunks. There
mushy.
Were hardly any full-on deluxe noodles in there, whereas the PC noodles were actual macaroni. They held the sauce so nicely. I couldn't believe that. And then when I actually tasted them, PC was way better.
Way creamier, I found.
Yes.
And if you leave it for 5 minutes, it doesn't turn into a blob.
Solid glob.
Oh, man. Like, I actually, this is bad style. I actually threw away a little bit of my spirals.
I threw away all my Kraft
Dinner. As I threw it out, like, the KD, like, formed to the bowl.
Yep.
And it just plopped out in like,
one
a
piece.
Single chunk. It was like, oh, that's the final nail in the coffin there. We made a video of our taste test experience. If you want to go check it out on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page. I kind of feel bad though, because Kraft Dinner was like my best friend for 15 years growing up. You know, it's like breaking up with someone after a long relationship.
I know.
I feel like I'm cheating on Kraft Dinner, but
plus PC is cheaper than Kraft Dinner,
and we are super cheap.
I was just very pumped about getting to eat a bunch of macaroni and cheese, quite honestly.
That's the only reason we did this.
Pretty much.
We didn't care about the, oh, which one is better. We just wanted to eat two boxes of mac and cheese and not feel guilty about it.
I went into this just like you, being like, yeah, it's Kraft Dinner is Kraft Dinner.
Yeah, and PC brand, I mean, technically it is President's Choice, but it's technically no-name brand when it comes to Kraft Dinner, because Kraft Dinner is like the Coca-Cola of the mac and cheese world, and everything else is like the RC Cola, no-name kind of stuff.
Zippy.
You know, like Mr. Zippy, you know? PC was way better. Creamier, more cheesy.
Better
it was
noodles.
Delicious. Yeah.
The Kraft Dinner noodles, I'm saying it, they were garbage.
They're tiny.
They're tiny. They fall apart. You don't need to cook. It says 7 to 8 minutes. I cooked mine for 5 and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
The taste was just like, meh. And then when you eat the PC stuff, great noodles, held a bunch of creaminess, and it tasted amazing.
And it's cheaper.
And it's cheaper. It was on sale for 75 cents. This whole experiment cost us each $1.73.
Yeah, not bad.
Of course, there was a little bit of butter and milk in there. But on the Cruise Facebook page, a lot of people standing up for President's Choice, saying they've been eating it for years. Where have we been, apparently? Some people say you need to go one step further, KD Extra Creamy.
Okay, well,
or like the KD shells with the squeeze stuff, if you want to go that route. Some people criticizing your choice of going orange cheddar versus white cheddar.
Yeah, how dare we?
How dare you, Clayton?
I mean, in a super serious thing like a mac and cheese taste test, we should have gotten everything exactly right down to a science.
We should have gotten a scientist to come and conduct this with us.
Bill Nye was busy, so. Yeah. Some people are judging us also because they're like, oh, well, you guys are eating that powdered stuff. How could you? I would never put that in my body. We get it. You're better than us. You do you, we'll do us.
And sometimes, you know what, you just feel like eating stuff that's not good for you.
Yeah.
And spending 75 cents on it.
Exactly, okay? I just, you know what, leave our gross, unhealthy mac and cheese alone. We know what's bad for us. Just let us live in denial. You healthy people out there, stop shoving it in our faces that you're better than us. I make real cheese and better noodles. And yeah, okay, we get it, Debbie. We get it, okay? Just pump the brakes.
The other option, if you wanted to continue this, is my favorite, mm-hmm. which I talk about all the time, macaroni noodles with good old cheese whiz.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
It's so good. It was in seasoning salt, cracked pepper on it. Yum. Guess what I'm having for lunch?
Again?
Yeah, why not?
You had two bowls of mac and cheese for lunch yesterday and another bowl today?
And your point is? Apparently, sleep experts say that Apple should get rid of the snooze feature on their iPhone clock app because it's bad for your mental health. It causes the body to release a stress hormone, and it disrupts crucial late-stage REM sleep in favor of low-quality sleep, which makes sense. You're snoozing for what? Like, what is the standard snooze time even? I think on my actual old-school alarm clock, it was like 9 minutes.
9 minutes. That's
which
the snooze
is
time.
Very
yeah.
strange. Why not 10? By hitting that snooze button and getting 9 extra minutes of sleep, is it even good sleep? Is there even a point?
No. When I first started here at Cruise, because I used to work the afternoon shift at the old station I worked at, and then I go from morning, so completely different.
Very
you
different,
have to change everything. I used to be a snooze button person for a while. I did it for like 2 days, and I realized it does nothing. Because you hit the snooze button, you don't go back to sleep. You just sit there
and rest.
With your eyes closed being, ugh. That's all you do. You don't enjoy those 9 minutes of sleep. You hit the button and you're just like, well, today's going to be a nightmare. I can already feel it. Alrighty.
And for the people who, let's say, do a half hour's worth of snooze button hitting, why not just set your alarm for half an hour later and just get up?
Exactly.
It has to be like the actual mental satisfaction of being like, no, I'm not getting up. I'm getting up in 9 minutes.
The worst part about waking up is waking up, like the alarm waking you up. You have to do that 4 extra times.
Why?
With hitting the snooze button. Like, no one hears their alarm go off and be like, yes, woo, let's go. No, you hear the alarm and you're like, oh, I want to go back to bed. And you do. And you do that like 5 more times.
Here's another thing, talking about alarm clocks and the fact that, like, we have an alarm clock on my nightstand just strictly to look at the time.
Okay.
We don't use the functions on it whatsoever. It's just literally a clock. But back in the day, I used to put my alarm clock like far away from me on my dresser across the room so that when it did go off,
you gotta get up.
I had to like get up out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And now we all have our phones next to our bed pretty much.
Yeah.
And so it's just like lazy snoozing.
Remember how bad the speakers were in those alarm clocks?
Oh, garbage.
Like the ones, like you'd set the radio dial and you'd wake up to it and you'd be like, that's what that person sounds like? Nope, it's just the awful speaker in the clock. If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I am a very picky eater. My diet is like cereal, plain pasta,
grilled cheese,
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
That's about it. But I learned something. And picky eaters, listen up. If your friends are giving you a hard time that you don't eat a lot of fancy foods, like you don't eat spaghetti squash or something like that, you know, here's what you do. You put dried parsley on your boring food because dried parsley makes anything look fancy. I just learned this last week. I made chicken Alfredo. And chicken Alfredo,
it's pretty beige.
It's beige. It's gross. It's almost like gray. It doesn't really look appetizing. Put some dried parsley over that.
Game changer.
It looks like it is like from Olive Garden or something like that, you know?
Oh, Olive Garden.
It looks legit. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I wonder what else this works for. Kraft dinner. Making some Kraft dinner. Put some dried parsley over top. It looks very fancy.
It does.
Dried parsley for the win. I had no idea. Now I realize it's just a garnish. it doesn't add any flavor to it.
Not really.
Which is perfect for picky eaters because you don't have to taste it, and yet you look really, really fancy.
Wow.
So I just wanted to say a quick thank you to Dried Parsley. Dried Parsley, if you're listening, thanks a bunch. Picky eaters, use this tip on everything. Not just pasta, not just Kraft dinner, cereal, granola bars, Pop-Tarts.
Thanks to your suggestion, I decided to make Shake and Bake. You mentioned something about having Shake and Bake a few days ago, and I was like, you know what? There's something I haven't eaten for like 15, 20 years probably.
You went that long without Shake and Bake?
Yeah.
That's a life I do not want to live.
It was a long time. We ate lots when I was younger.
Shake and Bake's like a go-to for me.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so delicious.
Easy.
Yeah.
And that's why I got really excited. I was like, I am putting this on the grocery list, buying some Shake and Bake. So I'm doing the shaking of the chicken yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sean's like, what's for supper? I was like, oh, Shake and Bake. Went salad. He's like, Shake and Bake? I've never had that before.
What?
And I actually said to him, I went, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And he had never had Shake and Bake.
That's, wow.
It's sad. It was really, really sad. It was sad that he missed out on it. And so cooked up the chicken. We did boneless, skinless thighs, mm-hmm. which is delightful. And he was like, this Shake and Bake is all right. He was just thoroughly enjoying it. And I just couldn't believe that he lived his whole life without having Shake and Bake. He's like, we ate chicken when I was younger, but it was just like baked in the oven or put on the barbecue. And I was like, you have missed out.
We just had chicken that was baked in the oven. That's what Shake and Bake is.
Yeah. Like, minus the deliciousness.
You're having a child with someone who just experienced Shake and Bake for the first time yesterday.
But you know what's really, like, aside from the fact that he missed out his whole life on the amazingness of Shake and Bake, is getting to experience a first like that with somebody where it's like, oh my God, I've never had this before. It's like, oh, wow. It's a big deal.
Some people think that Shake and Bake isn't fancy. They think it's like cheap food, kind of like Kraft dinner. You know what you do to Shake and Bake? You put some parsley flakes over top and it looks really fancy.